In today's episode, JJ is a pro athlete, Samantha keeps us fat, Mike wants a new Zelda game, and I am a Konami quitter. This is episode 90. Yeah, that's the other thing. I hate to say it, is that, like, thinking about it as a money, I don't like the idea of the depreciation asset that is a dog, because if I was going to drop $5,000 and then it's going to die in 10 years and it, like, is going to require at least like $1,000 worth of medical expenses per year, like, the part of me that's an accountant, but I'm not actually an accountant, just can't stand that. It's just like, no, this is a...
I mean, that's the thing with those bulldogs, too, is they were not built to last.
No.
They should not even be alive. We just have made them so.
Yes, but they're so ugly, they're great. And I've always wanted one. Always wanted one since a little kid.
I think you should try to find a bulldog rescue, then.
I have looked into that as well. There is one here in East Tennessee, but it's like one that, like, the dogs rarely ever come up for adoption. That's just one of those things. Oh. People don't get rid of those dogs.
It's like trying to get a mansion in Final Fantasy. You gotta just refresh that every day.
Speaking of video games, hi. Ooh. Welcome to Fun Sphere Game Club. I'm Josh. We're back. We're back after a long absence and then a failure to return.
Yeah,
and
then we were back again, but it didn't work.
Yep.
And I'm Milk.
All right, well, introduce yourselves. We got All Milk. Right. Yeah, we got Milk. What about you two chuckleheads?
Well, of course I'm Josh.
Of course, yes.
And I'm other Josh.
Josh, and Milk. That's why they call us the JJJM.
Sounds like an attorney.
Actually, it's not
attorney's office.
Yeah, Josh, Milk, Josh.
Josh, Milk, and Josh.
Yes, that's
attorneys at law.
I think it's hard to add the "and" after the Milk and Josh, because then if you say it too fast, it sounds like you're milking Josh, which sounds disgusting. Which.
I concur.
but which Josh?
Other
that's
Josh.
That's the question.
Other
Josh. Well, it has been some time since we've recorded, so luckily we'll have a lot of games to talk about right now. Samantha, I wanted to ask real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I'm glad. I was going to ask real quick about the Final Fantasy thing. Were you involved about, like, what was this thing about deers I saw online that they then patched out or something like that? Was that, it was something like people were losing their mind, or maybe I'm mistaken. It's a different game.
I'm going to Google this. I have no idea.
Like, it was apparently like some random herd of like deer was showing up at like level one, and it's like these things shouldn't exist, and they had to patch them
out. Oh, wow. I didn't know this at all. Oh, those guys. A random, oh, he's not supposed to be there. Oh, okay, yeah, okay. So these deer are just, like, randomly showing up where they're not supposed to be, and people are just obsessed with them. I don't know why they're there.
So is it a good thing that they're there? Is it something you have to hunt later on in the game?
Okay, so, no, apparently the current working theory is that it's a, it is something to do with blue mage. They think it has to do with something to the Beastmaster job that might be coming out soon. And apparently something similar happened before Blue Mage was released, where their quests would spawn and the mobs would be there, but nobody could do anything with them.
Oh, okay. So it was
That's
like
fun.
A
It's like it's like random code just going rogue. I love that. Ghost.
I saw that.
I didn't know that.
It was a pretty quick turnaround, I think. I think they patched it out fairly quickly, yeah, but I just remember seeing something about that and people were losing their mind about it. Like they couldn't figure out what it was.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, because especially in games like that where it feels like everything is sort of where it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the glitches are just related to like your character, like the physics messing up or whatever, or like weird clipping. Yeah. Just like funny, but like whatever. When something like that happens, it's fun. I missed it. I have been logging in, but mostly just to make sure we don't lose our house. Because if you don't enter your house once every 45 days, it is considered abandoned. And then it is back into the wild. And it is a pain in the ass, especially now with the lottery system. I also do not have 50 million gil anymore because I spent it on the mansion for our guild. So
I'm just thinking like how many like real world principles you're talking about are reflected in your game. Like,
right. See, that's part of the reason I'm obsessed with housing is because I can control it.
And okay.
I cannot buy a house in real life. So I'm not going to lose my pretend house in Final Fantasy.
The only reason I go to work, like you log in to make sure your house is safe. That's the only reason I go to work is to make sure my house doesn't get taken away from.
I go to work to make sure that these guys can stay fat.
It's a noble.
And I'm holding up my cat, listeners.
She's actually pointing at all of us, right?
All of us.
And I'm pointing at all of you guys listening and who I'm speaking to at the moment in this call. But mostly Milk.
Nice.
And now I'm getting rid of him.
Excellent. So what have you been playing?
That's funny, though. Who?
You.
Oh, actually I've been looking for, first of all, the next big Fields of Mysteria update is on the 23rd, so I'm very excited for that. But I had been looking for, like, something similar to sort of just fill the time, like something like Stardew, something like Fields of Mysteria. I started playing this game called Heartopia, which is not good. It's free to play, and it's kind of like an Animal Crossing clone, but not. The housing is pretty interesting because you can like build it. It's like it's a little bit like 76, Fallout 76, where you just like get the materials and you build a house.
Mm-hmm.
Which I do like, but I don't like the aesthetic very much. And it's definitely Chinese, and the localization is bad.
Okay.
So I've been playing that for a little bit, but it wasn't really, like, the housing part of it was good, but the rest of it just wasn't really scratching that itch. So I also started playing this game on my phone called My Leisure Time, which also was Chinese, but it's actually really cute, and it's just decorating. It's just housing, and it's just,
okay.
It's really cute, great aesthetic. It's fairly new, or at least new to here,
mm-hmm.
but it's because it's been out in Asia forever, so of course they have better stuff, and everybody's like, I wish we could switch to Asian servers. Because it doesn't really, the text doesn't matter as much. It's just the aesthetic.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying that. But that's, you know, again, it wasn't like what I was really looking for. So I went on Steam and I just started browsing things and I found this game called Roots of Pacha, which is exactly like Stardew and Fields of Mysteria, except it is like set in like a prehistoric-ish time. So you're all like cavemen.
Okay.
And it's interesting because you, instead of like, because your farm, your house is not like a separate map from the rest of the village and stuff. It's just a building there. So you can just put stuff anywhere and there's just huge fields and it's like, it's all for the village, right? And as you, it starts off really primitive. Like you just have a rock basically and that's how you fish and that's how you like till the land and everything. And then you, like, as you work, you'll get messages from, like, people in the village having ideas. And then, like, their ideas, like, I think we can make it easier if we do something like this. And then you get, like, a spear for fishing. And, like, you just work your way up to farming tools, just kind of fun. And then also, like, as the village inspiration grows, like, they'll build things like target practice range or, like, a painting rock or school or whatever. Or, yeah. So, like, you're sort of slowly evolving. And there's two other villages, and their people come to see you, and they have little camps, and then eventually you're able to go to their villages, which is fun.
Okay.
It's the first one of these games I've played where there's actual meat and everything's not just fish, which is interesting.
Okay.
And you can raise animals for butchering, which I'm not going to, because you don't just go buy the animals. You have to go out into the wild and play your flute to them several times so that they trust you. And then you can bring them home. And I'm not going to do that just to have them butchered. So I'm just buying meat off the hunter. I don't know where he gets it from, but it's not from my farm.
If he's playing flutes and befriending animals, that's his own business. But it's not, I don't have to worry about it. Yeah. I gotcha.
That's not my business. There's no combat, though. None. It's mostly puzzles and rhythm games, which I do like.
Huh.
Also, your seeds you pick up and your tools are separate inventories, so you don't have to worry about them taking up space in your backpack, which is nice. But that is sort of the end of the convenience, because it's really clunky. It's slow. It feels like clunky and slow, which might have to do with like it being primitive, or it might just be kind of bad UI design.
Okay.
Also, the portraits are ugly, like not like stylized ugly. I mean, they just look kind of like mediocre pixel art. So I'm really and I know that the Stardew portraits weren't very good originally, and then they like he learned how to draw better and like patched in better ones. So I'm hoping that happens here, even though I don't know how long I'll play it, because it's sort of an interim game.
Okay.
Also, you have like sort of sprinklers that kind of do their job, but then like you can upgrade them, but it's like an irrigation system that I don't understand, so it's not happening. But after you build the school, children can come do this for you, so I just have the children doing it.
Also, child labor.
Yeah, but you have to pay them, which is stupid. I thought it would be like the Junimo, who this just you put the Junimo hut and they just do it. You know, but no, you have to pay these kids. Stupid. They should learn. It's experience. Gotcha. It's all helping the village. And then when you have a kid, this was a little bit unique, you have to take care of them.
What?
Which you don't have to in any of these other games. You just have the kid and it's there.
Yeah, they
just
walk around.
This one, once between 3 and 4, your baby starts crying and you have to, like, feed it or change its diaper or whatever. And if you don't do that, then your baby will hate you when they're a toddler. It'd be difficult to manage or something. Like, whatever, man.
No, go ahead.
Oh, and you get to send them to school eventually, but I kind of stopped playing after the baby, so I don't know.
You don't want to become like a band parent?
No, I just decided to make sure my Fields of Mystria save was where I want it to be for the update.
Okay. I was going to say, did you see the... Oh, go ahead.
No, you go on.
Okay.
That's
Roots of Pacha. Okay. did you see the news that Stardew Valley is getting an update? And like you mentioned about the kids, that they're going to be all of a sudden... He will not quit with that game. I mean, come on, man. He keeps saying, yeah, I'm working
with
on
the other game.
He's still working on it. Hmm. Yeah.
But he keeps having ideas for Stardew, and now he wants to do social depth, which I like. Because also, now if you don't marry someone, they'll marry the love interest that they sort of are, you know, the rivals will marry each other. So I saw a thing of Alex, and it was leaked, I believe, but where did I put it? Hold up. I forgot which server I posted this shit in.
Oh. Yeah, and I think they're opening up. Was it 3 new romances options, I think, too, I saw?
Who?
Yeah, I don't know who. I just saw that they were... he's like, yeah, I'm doing this and doing this. I was like, dude, you...
I haven't been... Because I don't go on Twitter anymore. I don't think I see a lot of this stuff. And I've just been... obsessed with my things. But yeah, that's cool. I'll go back to that for sure. And then I'm so excited for Fields of Mystria and Overwatch next week.
Oh yeah.
The reboot. The story is part of the reason I even got into Overwatch. So I'm really, really happy they're focusing on it again, hardcore. Like, every year is going to be 6 seasons, and every year is going to be a year long story. And I mean, they'll like continuing the story, but they'll have an arc, a year long arc, I guess, with a beginning, middle, end. He said. So they're going to finally be pushing the lore along, and already so much has happened. Like, Vendetta took over Talon. That's crazy. And turns out Widow, Reaper, and Sombra quit Talon, and they're the three main ones. But Sigma wasn't there, and it's weird. I don't think Sombra would leave him. She like looks after him, so maybe she'll sneak him out. But I'm really excited because I think Widow's brainwashing is starting to break.
I was going to say, do you have any opinions of them dropping the two from the name?
I don't care. That means absolutely nothing to me, but it's important to some people. Yeah. They're like, they shouldn't even call it Overwatch 2. I don't care.
They should call it Overwatch Junior.
They should call it Overwatch Junior. The second.
Overwatch Babies.
Overwatch Junior the second. Because they have so many new Overwatch recruits, and they're all pretty young, so it would make sense to call it Overwatch Junior. Also, since Talon attacked Watchpoint Gibraltar, they updated the map to be all fucked up now because they attacked it. So I think that's fun. They're like, the story's important. Because I always look forward to patches and stuff because they add new voice lines and interactions like in the lobby before the match starts. So
yep.
And that was like all we were getting for so long. But now we'll have some new canon, and that's great. I'm really excited. Shut up, Milk.
Milk's excited, too.
That's all my game stuff. That's a lot, but...
Did you see the Animal Crossing update?
No. I saw, like, Griffin McElroy kind of playing it, but I haven't tried it yet. I haven't touched my Switch in a long time.
Yeah, I think it's free, and it's on the original Switch as well. But it adds a hotel, so there's like a whole new thing that you can do.
Can you force people to never leave?
That I don't know.
Lock them in their room.
I was going to say, Mike, what is your opinion of the Pokemon-flavored Animal Crossing game that's coming out?
I think it looks cool. I'm going to play it.
Okay. I couldn't tell if fans were happy for that or not. I was like, why didn't they do this like 20 years ago? That was my first thought. It was like, they should have totally cashed in on this. Mm. Or had DLC for Animal Crossing, where it's Pokemon. You can add Pokemon and they can do stuff. I was like,
which they have thrown the other franchises in. Like, there's Mario theme stuff and Zelda theme stuff.
Yeah. And didn't they, a long time ago, used to have like... the ability to play old NES games through...
Yes. Well, they actually brought that back in this newest update. So you can get the old consoles, and it essentially just lets you play what's already on the online service. But
that's not bad.
You can do it through the game now.
Ooh. It's pretty smart. Okay. JJ, what have you been playing?
So I beat Death Stranding 2, and so I needed something that was a little bit different, but kind of the same. So I started Baby Steps and realized I did not have the patience for that game.
I'm glad.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. I walked up this hill, and I don't, do y'all know like the control setup? You use your trigger buttons to do your right trigger for your right leg, left trigger for your left legs, and you have to keep your balance. Yeah. And just trying to walk up a hill, and you slip on mud and fall down like 3 stories. I was like, I can't. I don't need this kind of stress. This is way too much. So I just kind of just jumped around and tried to find certain games. But the game I want to tell you all about is, thank goodness you're here, the one that I shot you all a text about the other day. It was only 2.5 hours. It's free on the PlayStation Network. I'm not sure where else, but it was great. And I don't know how to really sell it to y'all. It's just a bunch of British humor and wiener jokes, and it's great.
I'm in.
I don't know. Yeah, count me in. And I didn't know what I was getting into because it starts off with these little funny adverts from this certain town that you have to go to, and they're talking about this mix of beans and peas. And it says, not quite beans, not quite peas, but something beautiful in between. Peens. And I'm like, oh, my God. So every joke is like that. And it has Matt Berry from it, Mike. So,
oh, good.
Yeah. So and it's one of, I think it's his only or his first game that he's done a voiceover. I might be wrong on that. But it's great. It's like the old point-and-click games from the 90s because there's only two buttons, jump and slap. And everything else, it just kind of falls into place. So you help one person. They open the door, go to the next one. So you can really finish this game in about 2.5 hours, maybe three. But there's a lot of jokes in there. So you not 100% it, but there's a lot you could do in it. But it's great. I don't want to tell too many of the jokes, but it's British humor. You need the subtitles on, and a lot of it I couldn't understand, so I had to keep a phone next to me to figure out some of the jokes.
But it looks like Uncle Grandpa art style or regular show.
Yeah, regular show background characters. Not quite the main characters, but, you know, the confused ones, like at the dance party or whatever. I'm like, oh, it's so good. It's so good. But, yeah, the art style is fantastic. It's simple. And, again, it was short. It was free. And it hit a lot of the check marks. So now I'm looking for any game like that. So I will try.
Okay.
They haven't made anything else, so I don't know what's like that game. But 2.5 hours or so. Funny and simple, and it was great.
Oh, I thought it was from the people that made Untitled Goose Game.
Was no, well, game? So they well, it's the called Panic? Cole Super. Yeah, so I think the people that made Untitled Goose Game is the game that Mike has on the Playdate. What is
Blippo.
The name of that game? Oh, yeah,
Blippo.
Blippo, yeah. And I started that, but I thought we all said maybe we'll try playing that one together. Yeah. But I really think you all should try. Thank goodness you're here. It's great. It's great.
So I'm curious, did Death Stranding end well for you? Are you looking forward to Kojima's like next game, or did this satisfy the Kojimaverse for you?
Yeah, I think he's in over his head at this point. it's a good, the game is great, but I think this is still just him slamming the fact that you took away his child, his Metal Gear, everything he stood for. Now he's able to build and show all this stuff, and it's very on the nose at the end of the sequel. Like, and then not to ruin anything, but it leaves it open world like years past, like he's gone and. What can still happen from this, and how do you grow from there? So, yes, I'm on board with anything he does. But looking back at it, like, nothing wrong with all the reading, but it's really dense. You know, like, oh, you know, if you like the Pixies, you should listen to this band. And it's like 18 pages of something you don't even care about. But you're reading it while you're walking because there's no enemies. So you're like, I'll just pick up a book if I'm at this point. Or... So, yeah, it's great. It's great.
Okay.
I loved it. If he announces the third one, yeah, I'll be all in day one. No questions asked.
Threequel.
Threequel. Yeah.
Well, if he does follow the Metal Gear trend, it would be the third game would be a prequel.
Yeah, yeah, it would. That's right. So yeah, if it's on sale, I definitely suggest. Giving it a shot. It's still pretty hefty in price. It hasn't gone down. I think I saw a few digital sales over the holiday break, but it's dense, and it's one of those games that, you know, this one's not like the first one where everyone's like, oh, at the 20-hour mark is where it starts picking up. You know, it's this one, you're in it. You know enough about it, and they kind of force feed you to get to certain spots. But not really explore, so you kind of lose that part from the first one. They're like, hey, if you want to just continue the story, knock this game out, you can possibly do it in 40 hours, you know?
That's not bad for a Kojima game.
For a Kojima game. But you lose a lot of the reading, you know?
Okay. Maybe that was his plan all along, is just to make you read so much, you're like, I should just pick up a book. And he's like, yes, gotcha.
Yes. And it's like, buy The Art of Death Stranding, please. Available at Barnes & Noble. Yeah. And my eyes are getting worse, so like now I have to pull up a chair like next to the TV so we're about 3 inches apart from each other. So playing.
I'm only laughing because I've had to change which pair of glasses I wear to play games now.
Well, I've upgraded to progressive lenses, so I lean my head back so I can read. I'm like, oh my gosh, now I just look dead.
Skid had those, but he now has like three pairs he switches between, depending on what we're doing.
Just give me like flip lenses, like three stacks of them, which one, or the whole doctor kit, or the whatever that.
Yeah. Eventually, we are just gonna have that little thing in front of us, and we just start flipping the lenses around. That'd be great. Wow.
And then I did do a big purchase, and I'm kind of kicking myself for doing it, because I said as soon as I see a Switch 2 in the wild, I'm buying it. They're everywhere.
Okay.
But I picked up the PSVR 2 when it went on sale.
Oh, okay.
And none of the games are compatible from the PSVR 1. You can either upgrade or they just didn't make them.
Wait, do they have VR chat in there?
Ooh, I don't know.
Can you find Marcus?
I will look up whatever I can on that. It's probably, I've watched more movies on it than I played games. You know, just like the free ones. There's a couple of them that update it for free, but like the ones that I really like Drunken Bar Fight or whatever, I was like, oh, I got to pay $15 for this game again. I mean, I should, but I'm like, I'll just wait until it goes on sale or something.
And Skid used to use that Viking drumming game to work out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do have the Beat Saber game. That's pretty fun. Just the free games you can play on it. Like, you can buy upgrades to certain bands, and it's fun and all, but no.
Most important thing you need to do is figure out if they have VR chat.
Okay.
And then figure out if it's the same one, if it's cross-play with PC or whatever, and then you need to find Marcus.
Okay.
And then, you know who Marcus is.
Yeah. Yeah. But even with that, I mean, I don't know, because that's all they were talking about is just VR, and I would be completely lost in some of those combos.
That's fine. You just need to find them and take a screenshot and run away.
All right.
People just role play in there anyway. I think it's a role play server. They're just pretending to be their character.
I see.
And the only other game go ahead, Josh. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say, so you mentioned something about like the catalog of games. Is it still kind of lackluster? Because I bought the first VR headset off of eBay for like $50 just to try it.
Yeah.
And I found like there's only like, I don't even want to say, I think it was less than 50 games total made.
Yeah,
for
it's
that
still
thing.
Lackluster, and all the best games like Super Hot or all the escape room games, they didn't convert over to the PSVR 2. So all of my favorite ones, if I still want to play them, I have to go back to the PSVR 1. So you made the better choice. Just keep the old one and play it. I don't like the controllers are a lot better, of course. You don't need all the setup, just one USB-C to your PS5.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot better as opposed to running 18 different cables, secondary HDMI, all that fun stuff for the PSVR 1. But and you live and learn, you know. So now I've just got a... I bought a mannequin head so I can put it on, so it just looks weird.
I like that idea. Oh, wow. And I may have to follow suit, to be honest.
But I did buy NFL Pro Era. It's a quarterback simulation game. And it's fun. It's clunky. But the great thing is it's supposed to play like real time. So when the other team's on defense, you're just sitting on the sideline watching the game. So, most of the time you're just staring at the TV, just doing nothing.
Can you be the backup quarterback? And so therefore, even when the offense is on the field, like you're just staring at a clipboard the entire time?
Yeah, well, it's great because I'm over here yelling at the people. Like, what's going on? I'm looking at the clipboard, seeing that only passed for 3 yards. It's already third quarter. Yeah. I'm like, I'm really bad at this game. I'm not good at all.
What if they like amped it up and like had you be like Tom Brady and like yelling at your linemen on the side? That's what you do while the defense is on the field.
Yeah, well, you can talk to your teammates, give them a five, and so you start building like this. That's how you get points. Like if someone's blocking good. You pat them and like, great job. So you can do all that on the sideline. So it's kind of cool, but you just I look like a lunatic, man. Like I was over here yelling because I was playing on Washington and I was playing for Washington. I'm yelling at my team. We're getting beat by like 21. It's the second quarter. And so I'm like, all right, I can come back. And, you know, the mechanics of that's there, but it's not quite. So I'm like trying to throw like I can throw a football, you know, and I know I can throw a football. But this game says I can't. Like it goes like a yard.
You're like, hey, I've thrown a football before. I know what I'm doing, and it's like,
yeah. Nope. So I'll just leave bad feedback on their website telling them that I played football in the 90s. You can't tell me that I'm terrible.
you can give them the Uncle Rico story. I threw a football over a mountain.
But with that said, you kind of feel like Uncle Rico. Like, I really want to play in the Super Bowl, but I'm not going to lie. I haven't won a game yet. So I'm not good at the game. And when I played high school football, I sat the bench. So this is all... it hurts. It's like real life again.
So can you throw a football?
It can leave my hand and it can go... define throw.
So I was just thinking,
it's
like,
been released.
They need to add something to this, like it's an old piece of technology. I think it was made for the Sega Genesis, if I'm not mistaken. They used to have like a haptic feedback like vest you would put on, like, and it would just thump. Like when like,
it was, they had one of those for the Super Nintendo as well. I think it was a third party thing.
Yeah, so add it to this game where, like, you know, when you get sacked by, like, just somebody just takes your head off. Like, you just get, like, punched super hard in the chest while you're doing this VR.
There's a girl on Instagram who has a VR set up like that. Yeah, I don't remember what she plays, but, yeah, it has the feedback. So, like, have you guys gone to a 4D movie yet?
Yes.
It's like that, I guess, similar. Yeah. How they make you participate in the fights.
Okay.
Come here.
It's like, I'm just trying to eat popcorn and watch Ballerina and you're just shaking all over the place. Well, yep.
Oh, wow. Like, that's... I appreciate people going all out making those setups. Like, I think I saw somebody that made, like, a... I want to say it was a Call of Duty or something like that. And like it programmed the real world kickback from the guns on it. No. And so people would be completely unrelated or unready for what it would actually like kick. And it would knock the controllers out of their hands or knock the tables over, something like that. And of course there's all those people that make like the huge race car setups, which are great.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Oh, this girl also, she has it set up where like she has to walk for the character to walk.
Okay. Okay.
So like she films in a warehouse?
Yeah, it has like, it's like, I don't know, but it has like, well, she has to move her legs. So I don't know if she actually like.
So a thousand years ago, back when I was a child, my first experience with VR actually had that type of, even before that, was that they had that set up back then. Like, I remember this was at like, it was in Myrtle Beach. And it costs like $20, which is the equivalent of like $42,000 in nowadays money. Mm-hmm. And it was like you play for 3 minutes on this VR thing. And it literally had, you had to walk to make it walk. And it had some sort of shooting mechanic. But I was like, it's funny how that's all come back around, sort of. Or it could if you wanted to put that much effort into it. Or you could just yell at people like a maniac, like JJ's doing.
My dream is Star Trek.
The VR Star Trek, you're in the ship and you are playing like Picard.
A whole room. Yeah. And, okay. And, I mean, in Star Trek, the show.
Okay. The holodeck.
That room they have. Where
holodeck.
Yeah, where they can like go be Wishbone or something.
Yeah. Just when they ran out of ideas for episodes, they're like, we're going to the Wild West today, guys. We're tired of fighting Leongs.
Yeah. Wow. My personal. Hang up on the PS. Well, like I saw the VR2 headset come out. Was one, how expensive it was. when it first came out, it was like $5.99. It was as expensive as a new
$5.99.
No, I'm afraid it was $599.99.
Wow.
But it's also still wired, and I'm like, come on, man. At this point, you should be able to do wireless. I mean, Meta can. So I think that's going to be the real, when that finally happens, when they can get a stable wireless connection, that's gonna be the game changer. That'll probably be
the issue is power.
Yeah.
And
like
control.
Sony expects you to play for longer, and there's no battery that you could put in a headset that would not start to weigh you down.
I was going to say, what about the battery they put in Nintendo controllers? Because those are just god tier.
They are super light.
Yes. And they last for like 8 years. Like, I don't think I've ever charged my controller since the initial time. And I'm talking about my original Switch Pro controller. I'm not talking about the Switch 2 controller.
Do you guys remember the Wii U Pro controller?
Yeah.
You have to weigh that thing down. It'll float away.
I was going to say, I can go downstairs right now and fire mine up. I bet you it turns on. No
problem. Yeah, I bet it turns on. Haven't touched it in months. It'll be like, it'll turn on and have like 3 bars when you pull up the controller system. Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mike, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I can go. All right. I'm trying to think of what I was. I guess the biggest game that I played during our absence was Metroid Prime 4, which I enjoyed.
Okay.
A lot more than it seemed like the rest of the internet did. There were some criticisms that I do acknowledge, though, like the there's a big open world section of the game that kind of ties all of the different zones together. And while it's a cool concept, I do get the criticism of there's not much going on. But at the same time, riding the motorcycle I thought was a fun mechanic. So I don't hate them for having a big open area. It would be more tedious to have way more stuff going on. So you'd have to constantly stop and get off the motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was way more fun than the rest of the internet thought. I will say that they're kind of running into our BioShock Infinite argument.
Okay.
Like there's that peak of time where you're going to get diminishing returns. Like there's no way that game was ever going to be 7 years good.
No. That was
and
the first thing I thought of.
It's just insane to me that, like, playing a Metroid Prime game, the mechanics have been so polished since the first one. Like, it just feels so fun to play those games. And the whole idea of Samus is a bounty hunter, so she should have millions of stories that they're telling. So, Metroid is one of their franchises that makes the most sense. That should be like an every 2 year game. So it's insane to me that like this game took 7 fucking years to make.
Well, they
just
trashed it.
Use the same engine that you have now and just start churning out new games.
Yeah. Well, I think the,
But I get it. There's probably a ton of work that goes into like building the environments and the lore and all that stuff. But
my first thought when I saw that criticism come up was, I was like, do you guys not remember what it was like playing Prime? I was like, this is just pretty standard stuff. I was like, the open world is a little different, but I was like, for the most part, it seems like the same game. I still actually haven't opened it up and played 4 yet, but I was like, I remember playing the other ones, and it was like, it seems pretty good to me. I almost wonder also, because Dread was so good, like, if having it in between kind of maybe killed it, some of the buzz for it, or some of the hype for it. Because if you had, let's just say you were a brand new player to the Metroid series and you played Dread first. And then you got to Prime. I was like, I bet you would have a real problem with it. And I bet some people ran into just that. Okay.
I mean, playing it, it definitely solidified that both versions of Metroid should always continue to exist. Like, the 2D is its own beast, and the 3D is its own beast. Now, I do wish that they would go back and remake Hunters now that they have this. Because, I mean, playing online was so much fun.
Okay. And I was going to say, the I guess you saw the news that they're, you know, they did the one remake. It does not look like they'll be doing the two remake.
Yeah, that Walmart leak.
Yep.
Where their advertisement showed that it was going to be on the GameCube.
On the GameCube.
That's going to be a bummer.
Well, that has always been such a weird series because we in the States absolutely love it. And the Japanese could not care less for it. And it's not considered a good seller. Even when it sells very, very well here. It's because apparently worldwide it doesn't sell very well. It's just so odd. Because it's usually the opposite. Okay. What else have you played?
I don't know why, but I felt the urge to go back to Ocarina of Time.
Oh, okay.
And it made me start thinking, I don't know why. Because I've also been seeing
the Lego
a
set?
Lot of the hype. No. maybe subconsciously, I don't know. I think I just kept seeing like little things here and there that started like percolating. Like, it's been a while since I played the game. But seeing a lot of people that are talking about how good the Final Fantasy VII remake is on the Switch 2, it got me thinking, like, wouldn't it be incredible if Nintendo did to Ocarina of Time what they did to Final Fantasy VII? Because they, like, forever, they were like, we're never going to remake VII because it's already perfect. Yeah. But people wanted, like, a next-gen look for it. So can you imagine them doing that with Ocarina, where like you can make good looking games now, Nintendo, so really make this game.
Well, there's been a lot of fan projects that have remade it in Unreal Engine, and it looks really amazing. But I don't know. I can see where they're thinking like that, but I think the urge to fix the game, for lack of a better word, would come up. They would want to.
I would want them to.
Stuff.
I like the combat has evolved so well in Zelda. Like, even through Wind Waker.
Yeah.
Like, fighting in Wind Waker is so much more fun than fighting in Ocarina of Time.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
So, like, fix the combat. Fix how everything looks, like graphics-wise, is the biggest.
I'm going to pose a question to you, Mike. I think you just want a new classic Zelda instead, because we've had Breath of the Wild.
I do. I'm ready.
Yes. Yeah, I am too.
Oh, go ahead.
Yesterday, I was behind a car for a very long time, and their license plate was just Hyrule.
Hyrule.
Some nerds in this town.
Yep.
A lot of nerds.
Indeed.
But okay. I do want a new Zelda. Not that I didn't love Tears of the Kingdom, but yeah, I'm ready for a classic.
Me too. I'm with you there.
I'm ready for another Zelda where you start as a kid and then you become an adult again. Do you remember when you first played through to get to the Spirit Temple, and you're like, holy fuck, this is insane.
Vividly, I remember that.
I was very impressed with the music for the, or not the Spirit Temple, but the Forest Temple too. Like, even the music of the game gets very adult. It's such a dramatic shift from the first three dungeons.
They just start saying, fuck.
That's
every song.
No, he does say skank.
Skank! See, that is my concern, is that they will then take this as like, let's make Ocarina of Time really edgy. I'm like, no, that's I fear that they would do that, and then that people would go ape shit. Because I would, like, you know, I was always like
ape fuck.
Yep.
I don't know. I think there's a way to do it properly. Maybe it's something that needs to be thrown to Retro or an outside studio.
Oh, like the people who redid Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah, the Blooper team, right? Is that same group that did Silent Hill?
They did. Yep.
Yeah.
That is a.
Well, we know they're listening to us right now as well. So I think. All they need to know is they need just more adult music, like sweet licks on the guitar. What else did they?
We need Kendrick to drop a bar in the middle of one of the levels.
They should have this done in a couple weeks. No problem.
You know what I would? Okay, Mike, I'll offer a compromise idea here. What if instead of Ocarina of Time, we remake Link to the Past,
Zelda 2
environment. Ooh, or Zelda 2.
I don't know. I don't know that it would work. Even though we technically did see a 3D rendering of, well, 2.5D rendering of Link to the Past.
Yes, we did.
But yeah, fully 3D, I don't know that it would.
And I think Zelda 2 is perfect. It's weirdness, and with them pushing to try to make this game whatever it turned out to be, there's no reason to remake that, because do you just want this overhead style of game? It's perfect, but it's also weird that they're mixing the 3D and the not 3D, but the overhead and the side scrolling part to it.
I could see Zelda 2 being a 3D game though. Really blowing up that world and like make all the towns. It would need to be like a Elder Scrolls type world, but like flesh out all the towns and that map.
Well,
you're 100% right.
Well, the other thing too is when they were doing Zelda 2, it is a Nintendo-fied version of Dragon Quest with Zelda themes. So because Dragon Quest has always sold well in Japan, it's like the most universally loved game over there, so they were trying to experiment with that too. Which, of course, if my brother's listening, it's actually Dragon Warrior, not Dragon Quest, so shut up. So there's that. Here's the one thing I was going to say, that about another thing, I don't necessarily want them to do a remake, because I find the story elements that they create in each new game are so usually good and thought out, and it keeps adding to that eternal retold story that is The Legend of Zelda. It's like, it's just the hero's journey, but you're hearing a different iteration of it. Instead of King Arthur, it's Luke Skywalker or something like that. Each time it's different. So I think that would, if they started that down that road, they're not necessarily going to have the motivation to do a new one. Okay. What else do you play?
Well, in my typical being inspired to play stuff after what I've seen, watching the new season of the Fallout show made me want to play Fallout.
Okay.
But I didn't want to play through 4, and I was like, well, no, I was like, maybe this is a time for me to give New Vegas another shot, since everybody seems to believe that that's the best one, which is ridiculous.
I'm waiting for I'm just hoping for like a remake of that or like a like just an upgrade of it so I can play it. I refuse to play the original.
Yeah, it's I mean, I probably put 20 hours in it, and it's not as bad as it was when I first played it. Like, they did fix a lot of the glitches.
Yes.
But it's still, I don't know. Something about that overworld pisses me off. Like, in Fallout 3 and Fallout 4, anything that you see in the environment, like, you can kind of hobble your way up to it, like, you know, sure. Like, jumping wise.
Yes.
You don't have any real roadblocks, but in New Vegas, there's invisible walls everywhere.
Yeah.
And so there's like structural things that you should easily be able to get across. They just don't want you to, and so you can't. And it's really annoying. Like, them forcing you into these specific ways that you need to go there. Like, if I can see the thing right there, I should be able to get to it.
Are you playing it through emulation on your Xbox? Is that how you're playing it? Or did you dig out original hardware?
Yeah, through the Game Pass.
Okay. I was thinking. Because I've heard... I know that the, like, the New Vegas has just an absurd modding community on PC, and that is apparently, like, the definitive
what makes
way
it
to
good.
Play it. Yes. It takes a lot of work.
Well, it's also frustratingly difficult. Like, even dropping down to very easy, it still spawns way too many enemies.
Yep.
And it's annoying. Like, I don't mind combat. I don't want to make that the entire thing that I'm doing. And just trying to finish a quest and then just get bombarded by the same fucking enemy over and over and over again.
Or like what happened to me in the last time I played 3. I got that that save state where I was walking right into an ambush and nothing I could do about it. Every time I loaded, it was a yep. I'd be dead in literal seconds. So it's like, well, I'm not gonna restart or backtrack, and I don't rotate saves because I'm a purist. You stick with what you got.
Well, I got to a point in 4 where all I was doing was I went up to the lighthouse and I just started throwing grenades off of it into the marsh, and that was really fun.
Eventually, you do go to the point of like GTA in Fallout 4. You're like, I'm just gonna waste everybody. Like,
I realized normally I try to like go a kind of good route. Like, I don't like just killing random people, but something about Fallout just made me into the murder hobo I've always wanted. Because, like, I just started, like, I didn't care anymore. I was like, throw explosives everywhere, see what happens.
Yep.
You guys should watch Justin and Griffin McElroy go back after the Fallout 4 reboot or remaster came out and then try to figure out what they did to them. It's really funny.
All right.
That's how I am with theft in the Fallout games. I'm like, yeah, I know you're nice, but I want what you have. So I'm going to take it. And I'm not going to feel bad about it.
Yeah. Got to a point in Baldur's Gate even where I started killing people because I wanted their clothes.
Jeez. Wow. Like,
give me your outfit. And then they don't even drop it. I'm like, but it's right there. Why can't I have it?
I'll just take this bread you have.
Yes. Yeah.
Moldy carrot, whatever.
Oh, wow.
See, yeah. I think I kind of disagree with you, Mike, with the invisible walls. I think those would be for people like me that will get lost. Like, how many times have you started Skyrim? It's like, all right, you just got to go here.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to go climb this mountain real quick. Just give me the wall. Just tell me exactly where to go. Give me the training wheels.
The bumpers out of bowling alley.
Yeah.
Yep. And then when you're like, all right, I'm ready to go to the mission I was going on. Where am I? And you open up the map and you're like entirely on the other side of the world. Yeah.
Yeah. Somehow you're in oblivion. It's like, how did I get to the other game?
That's what I enjoy though, is the exploration. I need a
gun. Yeah, until you get hit by like a giant or a gun or something that's way too strong for you. I hate that. It's like, all right, well, I'm not gonna start over again.
You should play Dragon's Dogma 2, Mike, because the story is completely irrelevant. It's all about just exploring the world. You can beat the story in maybe 20 minutes. Like, it's so stupid. So just, like, but the combat is really fun. Exploring is great.
I think you're right there, Samantha. I think you'd like that, too. All right, so
is it on
I
the
made
Xbox?
A list.
I think so. I think it's on everything.
I think it did come out on that, yeah. So I made a list for myself because I've played a lot of games since our break because it was nice. I actually had I got to a point where I was like, oh, wow, I kind of know my new job and I can kind of now focus on games and, you know. But I was like, at the same time, had so much other stuff going on. I was like, I can play some games, but I don't have time to record. But I actually totally have time to record. I just keep putting it off. All right, so first and foremost, I'm going to say I played Donkey Kong Bonanza. Like Mike, I liked it. Unfortunately, it did something. So behind the scenes, the last time we tried to record, I had not finished the game. I finished the game now. And much
that
like
last boss, a bitch.
No, I'm gonna say this. So
you didn't think?
Yes,
so?
It was. I thought it was annoying. So here's my whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, I was ready.
Forever.
I was ready to end the game. I was not ready to play for another 8.5 hours. It is so well paced up to a point, and then it just becomes like, how
yeah,
many
you
times
really
you
think it's
go
over?
This last level? Yeah, like 3 times you think it's over. And you're ready for it to be over. And it's because you're like, oh, I'm going to go back and explore the other worlds. Have fun with that. It just, I hate to say it, that last little bit soured for me. It's like fumbling on the 1 yard line. I still think the game is great. I think it's totally fun. So play it. And I will say after that, I did go back and play some older levels just to make sure. And I was like, oh, this is a blast again. It's just that last part was such a dredge to get through.
Mm-hmm.
It was just...
I felt like such an idiot for not realizing who the last boss was.
Oh, it's a good swerve.
Hinted at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No spoilers. We won't say who it is.
I won't spoil it for you guys.
Yeah. But it's a...
But
it's
was
good.
Like oh, duh.
Yeah. And then I was like, okay, I'm ready to end that. And then, but like I said, then it makes you play another literally had to be at least 6 hours at least to get to the
this sounds
real
worse
ending.
Than the ending of Final Fantasy 16. Is it the same as like, oh, you can go ahead and finish if you want, but you have absolutely nothing. You can get the power sword or whatever, you know, your ultimate weapon at this point. Because that felt like, all right, just cut all these loose ends, but... The world's
no,
about
it,
to end, or I can look at some flowers.
So it know? Like it has.
Hey,
a,
that was important.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't have that. Unfortunately, like I respect games that are like, hey, this is the point where it's like you will finish the game if you want to go back and do stuff. Here's the.
Oh yeah, of no return.
Yeah, this one's like, oh, it really incentivizes you. Like, all right, cool, we're into a new. Sequence like this should be resolved quickly. It's not bad. You honestly, when that the swerve that Mike's talking about happens, you feel a real surge of energy to like, all right, let's get this done. But then it just keeps going and keep going and keep going, and then you think you beat it, and then you got to keep going and keep going and keep going. Yes.
And then there's a ton of post game content.
Yes.
Not including the DLC.
That's correct.
Wow.
So if you're a perfectionist like me, it's...
Oh, this game will drive you insane. But yeah. all in all, like I said, I think it's a lot of fun. I mentioned this last time. I wonder what it was before, like maybe the tech demo was, before they decided to skin it with Donkey Kong. I think that would have been maybe... I think that this should have honestly been a new IP, but it worked. It worked with Donkey Kong. All right, so then I came to a realization about myself. And I'm going to tell you the list of the games that I played and see if you guys can figure out what I'm doing. So I played Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater Delta, the remake. I played Silent Hill, I think it's called Forte, the new Silent Hill game. Mm-hmm. And then I played Silent Hill, the remake, Silent Hill 2 remake. And I quit all those games.
Oh.
So I realized I am a Konami quitter. For some reason, I like all those games, and I play them to a point, but then I always give up on Konami games. I just realized that more than any other publisher, I quit their games, and I never go back and finish them. I don't know why.
So if Kojima's listening right now, he's very proud of you.
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid was a good reminder that as interesting and lovely as I find the world of Metal Gear Solid, I am not good at the game. I am very much not a stealth person. Okay, so I played those. I played Ninja Gaiden, Ragebound. That's made by the Blasphemous team. It's a real return to form to like the old school OG Ninja Gaiden. Let's see here. I played Wrestling Empire, thanks to JJ's recommendation. Yeah. It was good.
You're welcome and sorry all at the same time. Yep. It's still fantastic.
Played Mike, Dave the Diver. Right. That was pretty good. A suggestion for you, Samantha. If you have the Stardew Valley itch, you could try Graveyard Keeper. It's a game from a couple of years ago. It has all the same type of mechanics, but it has a, I don't know, I don't want to call it like, it just has like, oh, this is the type of stuff you would never do on Stardew Valley. Like, you literally dig graves and build mausoleums, and but it has all the like resource gathering and stuff like that too. It's fun. It's not bad. But the best game I think I played over the break, and I 100% of this game, platinum trophied it, was Pressure Washer Simulator 2. Yes. They're back, folks. They made the improvements I always thought they should have made. Or I mentioned from, what was it, Spray Paint Simulator, that I was like, oh, yeah, they should totally steal this mechanic. They totally do. It is great. It is a fun little game. A good, nice, relaxing game. And DLC's coming for it, so I'm super happy about that. So those are the games I think I've played, and I think everybody's caught up. Can anybody think of other games they played or anything like that they thought worth mentioning?
Nah.
Okay, cool. No. All right, well, I guess we're back. 2026, we've started. We'll keep it going, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.